Next, WOOC correspondent Masha Miller met with Samuel Yeager of Living Resources to talk about life with disabilities.
Hi, this is Masha Miller, WOOC, coming from upstate Troy, New York. I, Masha Miller, will be interviewing Samuel Yeager. Samuel Yeager, what do you do for a living?
I do a few things, actually. As a community habilitation instructor and counselor for adults with developmental disabilities and brain injuries.
What agency do you work for?
I work for an agency that's a nonprofit organization, as I mentioned, called Living Resources. And we support individuals with developmental disabilities and acquired mental disabilities like brain injuries, like from which I am recovering currently 4.5 years or so.
What brought you to working in this field or career?
That's a really good question. And I never question it myself. I'm never like, why am I doing this? You know, I don't feel like my work is work. You know, I feel as though I feel the truth, the reality of it being fun and rewarding. No credit of my own, you know, my recovery has been so miraculous, and I've had so much support, so I think that this is a place I've wanted to work for a long time. I want to be able to repay what was so freely given to me, to be able to recover and have a great life, an even better life because of my disability.
How do you feel about the word disability?
That's also a really good question. I think with everyone's disability, whether it's being on the autism spectrum or having a brain injury, with the parts that are afflicted of your mind or your neurological brain or your psychological existence, you know, I think that there are a lot of benefits that come too. I think when you take something away, things are added too. You know, I think that I don't think it should be called disability. I use that word. I don't really, you know, I know that you and I, Masha, both have disabilities as it's called. But I think that we both have a lot of qualities that most able-bodied or able-brained people, properties and qualities that they don't have.
One, what is your disability? Two, how did it happen?
Again, really good question. My disability is, it's so funny, now that you mentioned how I feel about the word disability, it sounds funny to say it. My different ability is... I have survived a severe traumatic brain injury. I was in a coma for 5 weeks, had brain surgery, needed to relearn how to do everything. So I've had 4 years to relearn all my basic and advanced human skills, I guess you could say.
Life skills.
Yeah, and part of the side effects of my disability, and not to complain, but just to educate, I suppose, is I have a seizure disorder from my brain injury. I have post-traumatic stress disorder.
What's been the hardest part about recovery?
It's funny, when you say recovery, I have a couple different kinds of recovery. Well, there's the recovery from my brain injury, which was my accident. My fall occurred. I was...
What? Can you tell the whole story about...
Yeah, since I was 19 until about a decade later, 29, I had, and this is part of my story of recovery, I am an alcoholic and drug addict who's in recovery now. I have over a year and a half sober, one day at a time. But you can, having said that, you can imagine what I was doing the night I had my accident. I was drinking a gratuitous amount of alcohol, and I'm proud to say that I'm in recovery, and I hope to be an ambassador, and if people are out there listening to this and are struggling with substance abuse, there is a solution. And to, you know, Google it, Google 12-step recovery-based programs. Or my drinking caused me some pretty severe reckless abandon, and I was drinking a lot for the worst part of a year, I would say, you know, getting gratuitously what we call in AA, we call overdosing on alcohol, also known as getting drunk. I was very, very drunk. I was riding my fixed gear brakeless bike, which I normally rode a lot. I rode when I lived in Boston. I rode about 20 miles a day. I was definitely not sober for all of those. And biking while drinking is just as, if not more, dangerous to yourself than driving while drinking, or, you know, driving while impaired. And it can be life-threatening, and most head injuries, even less intense than mine, result in death. It's really pretty crazy that I survived. But I had fallen around 4 a.m. and hit my head on the sidewalk, I believe.
Does anybody know this for sure?
Well, there were no, there was no damage to my bike. So I hit my head somehow hard.
What was the cause of your injury?
I would say mostly it wasn't the cycling. It was not wearing a helmet. It's extremely important every time one rides a bike to wear a helmet because you can't
control. Especially kids out there.
Especially kids, yes. Especially, well, you know, kids are the most important people we have on this planet. You know, not that anyone's more important than others, but kids have the most potential to do the most harm or the most good. So I fell somehow because of intoxication, poor balance, and such. And then I hit my head really hard. My brain was bleeding. I had hemorrhaging inside my skull to the point where they had to put me in a medically induced coma and in a vegetative state, you know, and drill a hole, give me a craniotomy brain surgery, drill a hole in my skull to alleviate the blood, to let it come out because the pressure was too high. It was going to kill me. I was very, very close to dying. And actually what did die a couple times, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, you know, did have a measurable lack of life for a second there.
How long were you in the coma for?
I was in the coma for, see, it's tricky. I was in the ICU in Albany Med in a vegetative state for a month. And then I believe when I got brought out of there, they took me off the medically induced coma meds, you know, the medicine they give you to put one in a coma. They brought me to Sunnyview Rehabilitation Hospital in Schenectady. And I was in a coma, a common misconception about a coma is that you wake right up.
What was the best part of the whole process of recovery?
The best part of the whole process of recovery, I guess the present moment, you know, it's getting to be here. It's getting to use the trauma of my experience as the oil in the gears of someone else's recovery, or at least acceptance. If they're not in a position where they can recover, you know, acceptance, radical acceptance to accept where they're at in their, you know, quote unquote disability. I feel like one of the strengths of mine at Living Resources is I help improve. Just from talking with people and sharing and listening, I can kind of help improve people's acceptance, you know, noticeably in a tangible way, where someone will go from feeling victimized to agreeing with me when I say, and I'm not looking for anyone to agree with me, but when I say my accident, my brain injury is, you know, certainly the worst thing that's ever happened to me, but also the best thing that's ever happened to me, because now every day I get to wake up, breathe on my own, walk and talk on my own is a great day, and that's my baseline. So I guess that's probably my favorite. That's the best thing it's kind of like when, you know, when you go through, like we're right now, we're going through a long, cold winter. You get, that makes you appreciate the contrast. That makes you appreciate the spring and summer so much more. That was the winter of my life, you know, the real, real dark times in recovery. And now, and that I have had this miraculous recovery, I just am kind of basking in the sunlight of the spring and summer, metaphorically.
What advice would you give someone who is going through what you went through?
So probably very, very important is meditation. You know, any mindfulness exercises. And meditation is just having quiet time to clear your mind.
Any other suggestions, ideas?
Yeah, I'd say it's...
Meditation, Ron.
Meditation, and these are in no specific order, because probably number one would be really, really, really try to avoid or... abstain or eliminate from self-harm, especially if you've had a brain injury. Things like, you know, hard drugs, any mind-altering substances, specifically, I'm including alcohol as a hard drug. I've done a lot of drugs in my time, and drugs are pretty much the really good purpose of drugs is to let you know that you don't need them, that your brain makes everything you need and that you get to feel good all the time. You don't have to try to feel good. You can just choose. When you're feeling happy, you can find that light switch. Leave a string or a trail to the switch. And then remember what it's like. Have a place marker. And then remember just to flip that switch. Be like, oh, this is what I felt like when I was so happy. And you feel it first. You think about it and you feel it first. And then it just kind of happens. And a big part of it is trust, a.k.a. faith.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me, Masha.
Samuel, this is Masha Miller, WOOC, Troy, New York.
That was Masha Miller interviewing Samuel Yeager of Living Resources.